Welcome to Shir 16, and we are continuing our discussion of Iker and Tefel, and we will start with discussing the second type of Iker and Tefel, which is a Tefel eaten with an Iker to give it flavor. Any item that comes to provide flavor to the primary item, and you eat them together, even though you want to enjoy the secondary item, it's Tefel to the main item. However, if it does not come to provide flavor to the main item, but rather you want to eat two items together, each requires its own bracha, even though one of them is clearly the rov, since this is not a situation of Iker and Tefel. This point is what differentiates the first category from the second category. In the first category, the ingredients are mixed, and therefore this is a situation of Iker and Tefel. You recite a bracha on the rov, unless you like the tefel better, as we explained. In the second category, the items are not mixed, so it's not a situation of Iker and Tefel, and each requires its own bracha, unless one is providing flavor to the other. So let's give some examples. If you're eating bananas with sour cream, and this is even in a case where they're not mixed together, so the cream does not receive a bracha since it is tefel, and this is even though you like the cream. And the same is true in similar situations. However, let's say the bananas and cream are mixed together, and there's so much sour cream that it's the rov. So in this situation, you would only make a bracha on the cream. Similarly, if you're eating yogurt with some fruit, so you're only going to recite a bracha on the yogurt, which is the Iker, and the fruit is just added for flavor, and therefore the fruit is tefel. Now let's say you're eating tuna with pepper, and the purpose of the pepper is not to give flavor to the tuna, but rather you want to eat pepper, and you want to eat tuna. So in this case, each one receives its own bracha, but if you mix them together, then you would make a bracha on whichever one is the rov. Now in all the situations that we mentioned, if you would eat the tefel by itself, each must get its own bracha, since by separating them, you made each one into an Iker. The third category are two foods that are separate. So for example, you're eating a very salty item, and now you eat another item, such as bread, to absorb some of the taste of the salt. In this case, you don't want to eat the bread, and you're just using it to absorb the salty taste. So in this case, the bread is the tefel. You would not make a bracha on the bread. Now, even though we said the items eaten separately do not have an Iker and Tefel status, so this situation is different because you're only eating the bread due to the salty item, and therefore it's Tefel to the salty item, even though they're eaten separately. Now, we only apply this rule where you specifically have no intention to have the Tefel item. However, if you also want the secondary item, even though your interest is on the primary item, you're going to have to say two brachos. So therefore, in our example, if you also want the bread, so even though your main focus is the fish, the salty fish, let's say, so if you eat the piece of bread first, then for sure you also want the bread, and hamotzi will, of course, cover everything that you eat. Similarly, if you're drinking whiskey or some other strong drink, and you're using cake to absorb the flavor, so even though the whiskey is the Iker, the cake is not really considered tefel, since in most cases you would also want the cake, and therefore you would need to recite two brachos. So let's do a bit of a review. If I have two foods that are mixed together, and I eat them on one spoon, so they're small pieces, I put my spoon in, my fork, and multiple pieces of different types come up, so that item will get one bracha. If I have these two foods that are mixed together, but you don't eat them together, meaning I put my fork down and I pick up a piece of potato. Put my fork down, it's my spoon down, I pick up a piece of meat, right? So they come up separately. So then each item requires its own bracha. Now let's say I have two foods that are not mixed together, but I'm going to eat them together. So if one is just there to give flavor to the other item, so let's say crackers and cream cheese, let's say, or we could say French fries with ketchup. So these would get one bracha. However, if I want to eat each one by itself, So let's say I have meat and some kind of salad. I'm not going to eat them together. I'm going to eat them separately. So this would require two brachos. Now, if I have two separate foods that are not mixed, and I'm going to eat them separately. So if I have no interest in eating the tefillah at all, so I'm going to eat bread only because I'm eating something very, very salty, so that gets one bracha. If I want to eat both of them, and one of them happens to be bread, right? I'm going to wash on the bread, and it's going to cover the other item. And if I want to eat both of them, and the other one's a mezonos, so let's say we have a case of whiskey with cake. So in that situation, it would require two different brachos. Just to explain the last point, and we touched on this before, the ikar does not include the tefillah unless you make a bracha on the ikar first, or you eat both items together. If you eat the tefillah first, then obviously it gets its own bracha, and you haven't recited a bracha yet on what you consider to be the ikar. So if I would just eat the tefillah without making a bracha, that would be getting benefit from this world without a bracha, and therefore, even though the item in your mind is tefillah, because you're having it first, you must make a bracha on it. So this concludes shiur number 16.